saying the things you wish you could. He is America's voice, Steve Gruber.
My next guest is, he's just a steady voice of integrity. Professor Richard Ebling, AIER Senior Fellow, BB&T Distinguished Professor of Ethics and Free Enterprise at the Citadel. Professor, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back with you here today.
Always good to have you. All right, so I just want you to weigh in on one you make of Adam Schiff. He went out on the 17th of September, said we've had no direct conversations with the whistleblower, but we'd sure like to. Then we find out from the New York Times yesterday that Adam Schiff, in fact, talked to the whistleblower, his aide did, prior to the whistleblowing complaint ever even being filed back on August 12th. So Adam Schiff's people were involved from before the time the whistleblower complaint was even put on file anywhere. It kind of blows away any credibility he might have had, in my estimation. Your thoughts?
Well, unfortunately, this is sort of just politics as usual, isn't it, Steve? Those out of power attempt to use any means they can, through the front door, through the back door, through public statements that end up being contradicted by the facts, to bring down the people in power. Because what is politics? It's the pursuit of power, privilege, and plunder through the redistributive authority of government. And this is the world in which we live in, which words have no honest meaning, no integrity, and people just say what serves their political ends.
What do you think people are? I think people are over that, though. I think the people are fed up with it, because here's the thing. They got the Mueller investigation to drag on for a couple of years with no meat on the bones. This investigation has exploded, you know, within a few days. I mean, this is not going to go anywhere. And Nancy Pelosi jumped the gun. And the reason why, I believe, is she was fed a bill of goods because Adam Schiff and others said, oh, no. Here's the whistleblower complaint. Here's what we've got. But they had never seen the memo of the phone call, which was a big wrench in everything they were doing. And now we learn Adam Schiff's aide was in conversation with the whistleblower. Maybe, as the president asserted, maybe people on Adam Schiff's team or Schiff himself had input on how it was written. I mean, that really is damning.
It is damning, but I totally agree with you, Steve, but I think that we have to never lose sight of the fact that this is what politicians do. They manipulate the facts, they distort the circumstances, and they use it for own political purposes. Schiff is just, if the New York Times accounts are correct, it's just the latest example of the corruption of a corrupt political system, where you do anything possible to bring the person in power down so your fellow can rise up and then use the leverages of government to serve your special interest groups instead of the others. And the Democratic Party certainly has.
So why do we tolerate that? I mean, why do we put up with that? How do we tolerate it? Why would we tolerate it? Why would we put up with this? Because blatant dishonesty, which is what this would be. You know, I would ground my child for 6 months for this kind of behavior. I would. I wouldn't let a second grader get away with this. Why do we tolerate it out of adults?
I think the part of the problem at the political level is that we've been totally desensitized. I mean, think of all the incidents and episodes over several presidencies, from one to the other, in which we've been told one fact and it's turned out it's not to be true. Clinton, with his waving his finger, he didn't have relations with that woman, or the business about the weapons of mass destruction and validly known to be in Iraq. To this type of shenanigans today with the Democrats in the Congress. After a while, you just become desensitized. It's like being a detective. You see so many dead bodies,
right?
You're not upset about it anymore.
Let me ask you this.
Unfortunately, and I think that's what's part of what's going on.
Sure. So let me ask you this: do you think that the young people in this country are also desensitized to the point that they don't care about any of it? They'll vote for Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or whomever because they just have their socialist ideas set in stone. And even when the truth presents itself quite clearly, they believe the sky's falling and the earth is going to burn up and global climate change is going to destroy us all. We're dead by 2030 because they've been fed all of these messages, all of these negative messages. Can we retrieve these children and their minds from the garbage heap, yes or no?
Well, I think that the answer is hopefully yes. And basically because all of it is emotive feeling. No facts. How do you feel? What do you think? Do you feel comfortable in your safe space? But the fact is 2 + 2 = 4. And if you step off a cliff, gravity brings you down to the ground. And if you're high enough up, it could injure you severely. And those are the facts. At the end of the day, reality will be rediscovered. I do have this additional thing. And I'm not persuaded that everyone who goes to college, let's say, or even every kid in high school, absorbs by some type of robot-like process what the professors are saying. I think most of them just are in classes. They're doing this to get their grades. They listen to them and think that a lot of it is nonsense. But you see, they're intimidated not to say anything, not to speak up, not to resist. But to use a phrase, a large silent majority of people out there who are either apathetic and really don't care, or just aren't, don't buy into this. So I believe that there's hope.
Well, I hope you're right, because right now I look at the Greta Thunbergs and so forth wagging their fingers at us, and how dare you not believe what we demand you believe? I mean, AOC the same way. You know, she's about as you know, vile as they come with these sorts of things. You must believe it, and if you don't, you're a racist if you don't believe what we believe, and all this other nonsense. And you get pounded with these messages that you have to be in lockstep. I'll give you the last word here, Professor.
I'll just say is that things like climate change, as the old Gershwin song says, it ain't necessarily so. You look at what's been happening to climate over hundreds of thousands of years with the shifts, cold, ice ages, warming periods. Man and the world continues to survive. And I can just say one more thing, Steve.
Real quick.
You want to see something greatly satirical about this? Watch the George Carlin special on climate change before he died. That's HBO ran once and never again. It is hysterical debunking of it.
I greatly appreciate it, Professor. As always, Professor Richard Ebling from the Citadel. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.